now on air.
Audio date is 11.23.2023. Current time is 3:55 p.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside on this Thursday. A happy Thanksgiving to everyone from me, Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, here in the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside. It is the Thanksgiving holiday, and we're pretty much done with the meal and the first football game, as far as that goes. But Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich here, and this is day 23 of NAPODPOMO, National Podcasters Post Month. And it's the 16th year. It's hashtag NAPODPOMO, the original audio month challenge here in November. All others are copies of it. 16 years of it. Wow. But we're taking part in it. And this is my day 23 submission, even though I did the Fireman Rich audio podcast this morning. That's not counting. I'm doing 30 additional audios, one each day. You have to get 30 audios in for the month. And if I count my, I'm just looking at the calendar right now. If I was to count my audio podcasts, let's see, that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six extra audios there, I guess. So this is day 23. So if I had those six, I would have 29. No, I'm not going to count them. I decided I was going to do one extra audio each day as far as that goes. So I'm not going to nickel and dime it. But I am having fun doing this. And today, a big holiday here in the United States of America. I didn't have to work for a change on a Thanksgiving. Usually the last 8 to 10 years I have worked on Thanksgiving Day. And I'm retired now, so that takes care of that. And we had a very enjoyable day starting out by the missus getting ready for the meal. And I took a side trip into the grocery store this morning just to pick up an extra pie, some rolls, and some other things here as far as that goes. It just was a little, we didn't have to, but I just, I don't know. It's one of those things I felt like I should, just to get out and about. And the few extra things worked out pretty well as far as that goes. And so we, the missus made a fantastic meal, and we had family over, and we ended up playing a game. So I don't know. It's called marbles, but it's sort of like on this crisscross wooden board that has that you can put these big marbles on. It's sort of like Sorry if you ever played that game. It's similar to that in a sense, and it's hard for me to explain. But it's a fun game. We had a fun game. Any one of us could have won, but it was overall a fun game. And then we had dessert, and all the time there we had the first of three football games was with volume all the way turned off, but it was being displayed on a TV set to keep tabs. It seems like the Detroit Lions, that everybody thought was the favorite and was going to win, ended up losing to the Green Bay Packers, which was a surprise. They played a really outstanding game. Detroit coughed it up a couple times, and I think that was the difference right there as far as handing the game over to Green Bay. So there's two more games. There's a game coming up within the next 30 minutes or so, the Washington-Dallas game, playing down there in Dallas. I'm picking Dallas for that game, so see what happens. But the big thing, though, as you can see from the audio art for this NAPODPOMO post number 23 for day 23, is a picture of Santa Claus. And that was something that we had. There was no football game on this morning, so we had the TV on with volume down, unless we were sitting there watching it, which we were at various times. We had the Macy's Day Parade was on the TV, and that's something. Even if I was at work, I'd be because I was in charge and the supervisor, in a sense. That would be what would be on TV, as far as for the morning, unless something breaking happened. But so we watched the Macy's Day Parade, and that's a picture of Santa Claus. So before the Macy's Day Parade, as we lead up to Thanksgiving, it's a Thanksgiving holiday. And everybody's getting ready for Christmas. You got the decorations and all that. And I've told this story quite a few times. And for me, the Christmas holiday does not start until you see Santa Claus at the end of the Macy's Day Parade down there in New York City. And that goes back to when I was like a little kid of like 8 or 9, when I would visit my grandparents down in Brooklyn. And as far as that goes, and during the holidays, and my grandmother would always say, Ricky, the Christmas holidays don't start until you see Santa Claus at the end of the Macy's Day Parade. And it's always been my benchmark as far as when does Christmas really officially start for me. I know there's other people that I guess they backed it up all the way to after Halloween, I guess, in that sense, and sort of mixed in Thanksgiving in with the Christmas holiday, which in some cases it is, okay, because you had the parade and, you know, Thanksgiving festivities are going on at many homes and places across this great country of the United States of America. And but the defining moment is when you see Santa Claus right at the end of the parade. And for me, that's always something that I look forward to seeing every Thanksgiving day, as far as that goes, because now I can say we are definitely in the holiday season. And as far as that goes. So I'm hoping everybody is having a great Thanksgiving day, those that are taking part in it. I know that we have a lot of people that listen to this particular my audio challenge, or my audio channel, I should say, here on Spotify for podcasters, as far as overseas. And but I wish them well on this day, because that's part of the tradition of Thanksgiving, is to give thanks and to give gratitude and thankfulness to those that are both family and friends. So I extend that to all those that are listening to this, that I hope you are having a great Thursday. And if you're here in the United States, I hope you're having a great Thanksgiving day, which I have sent out those greetings to individuals here on this thing called the internet during the course of the day. And I have received those back as far as that goes. And I am very thankful of that. And but it was overall, we didn't take our walk though this morning. So by not taking the walk, me and the missus, it seemed, and having football on, it seems like it's a Sunday almost. But tomorrow's Friday. Tomorrow's Black Friday. So I'm planning on purchasing one or two items on the internet tomorrow, and it'll be a first, because I'm going to probably end up buying them with crypto. Yes, I have some crypto that I can buy a few things, and it's not a lot. You know, it's only you know, about I don't know, what do I get to spend? I got about $50 or $60 with a crypto, but I'm going to go ahead and spend a little crypto tomorrow online for Black Friday, as far as that goes. So I've saved it up, and I'm going to spend it. Some people say, "Oh, save it," and no, I can acquire more. I'm a very casual collector of Satoshis, as that goes, doing various things to acquire those Satoshis. It's the smallest denomination of crypto, but I think tomorrow will be a good day to sort of sit back. And I got two items in particular that, and I may have a little left over for one more item, as far as that goes, to make the purchase. One the main thing being that I need this one particular item to do some things with some old disk drives to be able to So it's more or less play money, this extra crypto I have. So it's sort of like be a good fun day to do that type of shopping on Black Friday. So we are definitely moving into the holiday, or it is the holiday seasons as far as I'm concerned, as of this this audio is stating, as far as that goes. And we'll see what happens as far as the holiday season. I think it's going to be a great one because this Thanksgiving was a really good one. We had a great time this afternoon. Good meal, good fun, and dessert was good. We had apple pie, no pumpkin pie. They were out of pumpkin pie, so we substitute the pumpkin pie with sweet potato pie. And oh man, that was probably as good as a pumpkin. Topped off with some vanilla ice cream on top. So so this is my day 23 audio submission for the NAPOD POMO Audio Challenge, National Podcasters Post Month. And we're getting into the last week now, I think, right? Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, we have one more week. Because next week is the 30th, and then we're in the final stretch. We're in the final stretch, the last lap, coming into finishing this, and this has been great as far as doing it. I haven't felt any pressure doing any of the audios because I come up with something to talk about, even if it's talking about something that's nothing. And I'm referring to the Seinfeld episode of producing a show about nothing. If you if you're a Seinfeld fan, you'll know what I'm talking about. So but it's good fun doing the audio, and I get to share a little bit of my day with you all. And it was a great Thanksgiving day today as far as that goes. And it's going to be going into the evening here as the sun sets here in the southern tier of upstate New York in the next 30 minutes. And we've got two more football games. And it's going to be fun watching them. So you all have a great one. We'll be talking to you tomorrow. I'll be doing the live stream on Twitch, the Friday morning coffee broadcast there. And we'll have some good conversation then. And I'll be back tomorrow also for day 24, as we're moving right down the avenue here of taking part in NAPOD POMO, hashtag NAPOD POMO, the original Audio Month Challenge. All others are copies, as I like to say. Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, wishing you all well. You all have a great one wherever you may be on this big blue marble. Live life, have fun. Ciao for now. As always, peace. Take care, folks.